Well, Gary, I know you're disappointed 1-9 to 1-6, but what do you make of that?
Ah, look, we didn't have the legs in the second half to finish a game. We're under no illusion that's what it was down to. We had a very, very tough match this morning against Monaghan, and we played teams like Monaghan in a really challenging and testing game, and they got it with respect to Tyrone. They got a wee bit of hand here with Cavan. They're able to pull off their bigger players, have been told in the game, and rest a few. But we maybe struggled to finish the game off with a better power. All said and done, only 3 points out. We're not a million miles away from where we want to be. So that'd be pleasing from it, from that perspective. But there's a lot of work done this year. Hopefully we can get a lot of work done through the next over the winter months, so we can catch up with the likes of Tyrone, with the likes of Monaghan, and contest maybe minor titles again, which was done in recent times in Donegal.
Yeah. Well, 1-1 up after a couple of minutes, got off to a great start.
Yeah, of course, you'll think the end dream starts at any time, and that's what happened. We got carried away with ourselves. We had a chance for our 4 or 5 scores that weren't taken, and if them scores were taken, maybe you're talking to a different man here, Tom. We're delighted, and that's what happened. We didn't take the scores, we got the chances, and we're paid the price for it.
Oisín McHugh got the goal, Corey Burney made a good save beforehand. They had began to open you up a bit at that stage.
They began to open up a bit. They're a big physical team, they're far more physical. They've a lot more gym work done on us, and you can see that out there. But all in all, we have a lot of good lads that matched them, and okay, I might be disappointed now, but a lot of positives will be taken out of that game.
And matched them for most of the second half. Like, it was only in the last 10 that, you know, that they pulled away.
Yeah, last 10 they pulled away, our legs, they were tired legs, and as I said, that's down to the morning football that we had and the tough games we had on that there. But look, at there's good players in there that will learn from it, and we'll learn from it, and hopefully we move on.
You're in new this year. I was saying, speaking of Stephen McHugh, your counterpart of in Tyrone, he's had them in since they were 14. This is his third year with them.
Yeah, that's it.
Fourth
year with them, and they've been working over the winter, but we didn't get that opportunity, and hopefully maybe we get a bit of work done in the winter here coming into under 17, that they're a lot more slicker and ready for minor, and that's what's important. And this is a development squad, and we have to develop these lads for minor level, which is under 17 next year, and that's important as well. And look, we're learning, they're learning, they're coming on. They're a great initiative for the LYAT, and hopefully that initiative can continue, and that will bring Donegal football further on. And if we get our under 15s and under 14s into that categories, it will strengthen it. As you said, Tom, they've got 5, 6, 7 players in the under 17s of an All-Ireland final. We had maybe one that played with under 17s this year. So, all said and done, it's not a bad summer's work, you know.
Yeah, as you said, the under 17s going to replace the minor next year. The position is vacant. Do you go up now with it?
Well, look.
Is that a political question?
It's a political question at the moment. There's a bit of talking and thinking to do over the next few days, and I'm sure the opportunity will be there, and that's something that we'll reflect for the next couple of days and then make a decision when I get the opportunity.